Go.
So, all right, we're going to move on to IT. Mike, we had you come. I think there's a few areas in your budget that, you know, we had concerns about, want to hear about. We'll turn it over to you, but I think the main topic of concern is the IT projects.
Do you have a copy of this you want to bring?
I don't, but the projects didn't exist last year, so I think I've got it.
Okay.
Yeah. The thing that's changed for me this year in my budget was we decided as a county that we will do all communication, or not communication, information technology, computers, printer, all that, all equipment and projects through the IT office rather than do them separately. So obviously my equipment budget went up as well, but that was going to each department, finding out what their computer needs were, printers, all this stuff, and getting that, and then figuring out, being able to go to my source and get quotes for that and find out how much that would cost, and then putting that together. And then the projects, the attorney's office was one that they were already investigating on their own, getting quotes for a project to do. They want to go paperless and different things like that that I know need to be done for the sheriff's office, for our office, the courthouse, and whatnot. Then we came up with those as our projects that we can see and that we can identify at this moment and quote it. That was the biggest difference, and maybe that's it, rather than known and unknown as quoted versus unquoted, because we know that things are going to come up that we didn't foresee, and so we thought that it would be nice to have the availability of funds to just take care of those things when they come up. One of the things that's coming up, and Windows hasn't been super defined on it, but they're going to quit supporting all Windows 7 units. So all those Windows 7 computers that are left are going to have to be replaced because we'll no longer get security patches for them and stuff. So we don't know what that window is yet, but it's right on the horizon as well. And the biggest one that affects at this time is our patrol vehicles, because they're all, with the exception of the handful of new ones that we've done since last year, they're all Windows 7. So we know that there's things that we're just not going to be aware of, and that's why we did that line for unforeseen. Recognizing that wording is a little bit, it's really a bad word, but it's really what it is. It's just things that we know things will come up, but we don't know what they're going to be yet. Same as we did last year with Sheriff Lear's video system. The video system just was no longer able to handle all the 120 cameras that he had. We had to get a new server system, which, with given milestones and hierarchy, it's two video servers, a backup server, and then data stores. So those things get pricey in a hurry. One of the things that I didn't foreseen or known were data stores for both the county courthouse and the sheriff's office, because data being finite, we're running out in the courthouse. We are literally just about out of data. When they look at, you know, their shared drives, they're in the red. The servers and systems are telling them, you can't put a lot more on here. And the problem is, once you exceed a certain limit, they just shut down. So then you lost data, and then we have a data recovery problem, and stuff like that. So those are the lines, and those are the rationale behind my wording on them.
Questions? So, Mike, if your budget has increased the largest.
Absolutely.
Because of this, but if you took all of the line items out of everybody else's budget, they've got dumped into yours,
correct,
it would be about the same.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
These are basically across the board, these are the same things the departments were having to worry about and not knowing, you know, the equipment the same way.
Sure.
I do. It was just easier to consolidate that effort I can go through my vendor and get.
Yep.
And Kat, just for the sake of our publication on the state of the county, I would like to make sure we emphasize that, because when you get such a high ticket or a high increase, that's the first thing people are going to look at. And so if you could help us with that explanation, that would be good.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, along those same lines, with this much of an increase and taking that out of the other department budgets, I don't think we've looked yet to verify, and maybe Carrie already knows this, did our other department budgets go down?
You know,
because
I talked
they no
with
longer
the,
have that need?
I talked with Shannon at the Sheriff's Department about that. Maybe like in their office supply, where they were usually, or office equipment, taking the computer money out for the computer, it's replaced now with software upgrades and maintaining software. So they might have gone down a little bit, but it's because Mike has taken the actual computer. Maintaining software and programs is kind of falling into replacing that.
So that's still a department expense as opposed to...
And as the person that pays the bills, might add, this came about also when a county employee went and bought a computer on his own and then us to reimburse him. And then that's when we started having the conversation, okay, we need to consolidate this out of Mike's office rather than people going and buying stuff on their own.
Well, then it wasn't just the issue of buying it on their own. It was the issue of you need to return it back to IT.
The used
computer.
So that
computer, we can properly either reallocate it, dispose of it, or whatever.
Yeah.
So that was an issue as well.
Yeah. And also, I have in my notes, in the transition from last year to this year, to reduce this communications and IT reserve to create this line item in Mike's budget. So this has been in the thinking process for quite some time.
Right, several years.
Yeah.
So is that what you would, are we gonna then look at that and maybe taking some of that money from communication reserves and transfer it into an active account for these purposes?
Yes. And, you know, that's something that we can think about too. I'm not really sure. Well, we can talk about it on Friday when we go over the reserve accounts, because the big chunk of that is coming out of his IT reserve.
Commissioner
Noble. I only have one other question. That's your contract services went from 98 to 104, 8,000. You know, is that a lot?
Yeah, they're just, we went into contract with them 7 years ago on a 3-year contract. And because we've added, like the sheriff's office added some servers, so they wanted it covered, so we did that. So they didn't ask for raises to the contract during the period, but now we're 4 years overdue, and they're like, okay, $500 a month. And I was like, okay, I can live with that. So.
Okay, that's what I assumed. I just wanted to make sure. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, so in this reserve account, which or the extra money that may go into your account, just like this morning we talked to the South Sublette Center, for their sound system and their computer system in there that may get thrown on your back now to go look at. But if it was agreed to take care of that, it would have to come out of your budget.
And that would make sense.
Yeah.
Sure, if we have that.
If we did that. I mean, it's just saying that there's going to have to be, as you said earlier, there's things that come up that we can't foresee. And that being one of them right there, happened
along
today.
Along those lines, same lines, that is an example that could be used, but also used as an example that should you have requests for money to come out of that account, it would have to be with the approval of the commission in terms of moving.
Absolutely believe that we would have to make sure beyond, without a shadow of a doubt, nobody thinks they can just come to me and ask for some of that money. It's project oriented, but it's got to be
a gotta have our
project, absolutely. And just for the record, maintenance is the ones that have always been involved in sound I don't do sound systems. We used to always have a thing that we started. If it has a blue cord that plugs into it, I can take care of that. But if it doesn't, then
they're going to get some blue tape.
Well, maybe I can talk with Joan and see specifically, because I didn't get the impression that it was just associated with sound. I thought it was associated with the their digital system, computer, whatever.
And maybe, I don't know what's over there.
And maybe it would make sense that Andre and Mike both go meet.
Absolutely.
That would be the...
And we've done that with several things.
Well, and you might just take it upon yourselves to contact her rather than wait for her to try to contact you. Just
right.
Make that arrangement. One way to see what you're over there.
Right. Okay.
So I guess, Mr. Chairman, after the explanation of this, I'm the understanding that if some project comes up out of this unforeseen category, that Mike will come to us and we'll talk about it before that money is spent. But that said, can we figure out something to call it besides unforeseen? That sends a public message that, well, it's just there. We spend it if we want to, it's unforeseen. Yeah. There's got to be a better terminology for that.
Can we call it IT projects?
Well, I think one should just stay IT upgrades and one go IT projects.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That kind of makes sense.
Absolutely agree.
So, Mr. Chairman, Mike, so I know you can't foresee stuff. Most of us can't anyway. So, but when you're in this world of technology, something that costs a dollar today could be $20 tomorrow. I mean, that's kind of how this thing can work. So my question would be, if you're looking at a bunch of different things, the $250 will be plenty?
I believe so, sir, because the big problem that we could have, a server crash, something like that, that we have to go... Nothing's going to be over, say, 50,000. So that gives us five major events. Now, if we have, you know, some of our whatever our hazard planning for a tornado that runs down Main Street or hits the courthouse, and you know, the maintenance. No, I can't replace all that with 250. But we've got bigger problems at that point, anyhow.
And speaking through that, if we get into major concerns, that's why we have a communication reserve.
Right.
If it comes down to that, money is allocated there for both operational and capital expenses. We would then just have to do a budget transfer because of the situation dictating that.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions for Mike? Yeah. Mike, we appreciate you coming back down.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Very welcome.
Okay. So I think that concludes with us for today. We will pick up tomorrow morning at 9 and